And welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here this segment by Ryan Courtright, Assistant Chief of the Manhattan Fire Department. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jake Powell, Fire Marshal with the Manhattan Fire Department.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys both back out here. I know we had you out here just a couple weeks ago, but it's always a good opportunity we can chat about fire safety and all things going on here in the fire department. One thing of note here, a lot of folks tend to forget this, I think, with the time change coming up this weekend, but that's always a good reminder to check your smoke detectors.
Absolutely. This time of year, we remind people to check batteries and the smoke alarms. Change them twice a year when you change your clocks. So those devices are always going to be working and protecting your family, giving you early warning to get out.
We were talking earlier this morning, Dave and I, we're not sure how old our smoke detectors are. Of course, I rent a home here. He has a house just down the street, but typically, what is too old? Is there a way to know that? Or
the time frame that we tell people and manufacturers recommend is 10 years. Most devices manufactured within the last 10 or 15 years have a stamped date on that device, and if that date's past 10 years, it's time to replace that smoke alarm.
Okay. And you guys can help assist with that if anybody has any difficulties changing that?
Absolutely. If you need help reaching smoke alarm or help getting the batteries in and out, definitely give us a call, 587-4506. We can get somebody out there to help you change those batteries or replace those devices.
Now, just the sheer importance of having a smoke detector in working order, what can that do if somebody, say, does have a fire?
The smoke alarms are the most important devices to keep your family safe when you're sleeping. They're going to give you early warning to wake everybody up, get everybody out. Also, in tandem with the smoke alarms is making sure your family has a home escape plan and practice that at least twice a year. Have a place where everybody meets and have a way to get out, two ways out of every bedroom, and practice that escape plan.
All right. Yeah, that's so important to have a plan in place. And, you know, we talk about maybe not so much fire safety here, but just safety in general here this weekend with a lot of kids going to be out for Halloween. Are you guys, it's a busy time of year for you guys at the fire station?
Yeah, we have calls pick up more during the wintertime. More people are inside, heating devices. But yeah, definitely watch for those kids when you're out trick-or-treating. Drive slow in the neighborhoods. Make sure that you're supervising and adequately watching your kids, making sure they're staying safe, trick-or-treating.
Now, this may seem more old school for like a Halloween trick-or-treat, but no one ever gets the flaming bags of poo anymore that you guys have to respond to.
Not recently. I don't know of any of those.
Okay. Well, that's good. We don't encourage that either, so because that could have all kinds of unintended consequences. What else is going on here new at the fire department this time of year?
Well, I'll kind of give you an update of what's generally going on with our division. Here to the first part of the year, you'll start seeing that our division's undergoing a name change. Everybody knows us as Code Services. We've been known as that for years. After we restructured last year, we switched that name to Risk Reduction and Code Services, and at the first of the year, we'll actually be dropping the Code Services portion, and our division will be known as Risk Reduction. It'll take some time for folks to get used to that name, but really what that's identifying is our mission or our vision for our division is looking at the community more holistically of risks within the community, and then identifying those risks and taking the necessary steps to address those risks. So that'll be up and coming. You'll see Risk Reduction out there a lot more, and we'll be kind of putting together a campaign to help educate folks on that. Things are busy right now at the office. We're still going through kind of a transitional period that I'm sure will last into the coming months with Brad Clausen's retirement and people getting work in new positions. But we have a new plans examiner that's actually starting next week. Joe Stock is his name. We are welcoming him into the team. Like I said, we're short-staffed, and that workload is mounting. So look forward to him joining us next week. We have a couple of educational opportunities that we're partnering with the Flint Hills Area Builders Association for some continuing ed for our local contractors. In November, on the 20th, we'll have a class at the headquarters fire station at 8 o'clock in the morning for, like I mentioned, general contractors to review some of the code changes that take effect January 1st. Also to review some of the Things that are changing the first of the year, we'll be beginning our permitting and inspections in the Blue Township Sewer District area. And then we'll actually be going to a paperless inspection system, so we'll be educating folks on how that'll work. And then on December the 4th at 8 o'clock at the headquarters fire station, we'll have a continuing ed opportunity for electricians. Again, we'll be going over some of the code changes that take effect after the first of the year, our mobile inspections, as I mentioned, and then also those inspections in the Blue Township area. We'll be partnering with Westar Energy on that, Evergy, I think is their new name. They'll be going over some of their new service standards, and I think that'll be a great opportunity for folks to come out and learn. So, and then in the spring, we'll be holding what we call a Meet the Inspector session. We try to do these quarterly. This is more for our property maintenance folks, and even our fire inspectors gives landlords and property owners an opportunity to meet with those folks and talk about issues that are that come up, and there's just kind of an open dialogue. So that meeting date hasn't been set yet, but that look for more information for that on our website, and we'll be emailing some of that information out as well. So a lot going on. We actually just finished up one of our most successful open houses ever a couple weeks ago. Had our biggest turnout ever. Jake, do you remember the total we had on that?
We had 1,380 attendees at our open house.
Wow, that's great.
Got a lot of good feedback. We had some new things that we offered this year, and we got good feedback on those, and we've got some good ideas for next year as well. So great opportunity. Hope we get that kind of turnout in all the years to come. So
that's impressive to get that many people out there. And it was just kind of a short event, like, what, 4 hours or something like that?
Yeah, it's usually scheduled from 11 to 2, is that right? 3. We were blessed with some great weather. I think that helps. But we had folks that I think stayed out there almost the duration of the time. We do a live burn at the end, and we had a lot of people that stuck around for that. So it was a great event, and I think the future is bright for the upcoming years. So
one of my reporters was out covering that, and he mentioned the live burn. He didn't realize just how realistic it was going to be, but and the reason you guys do that is to kind of show the magnitude of how serious fires can get.
Yeah, we actually got a grant to put that demonstration together a year or two ago. We've done it. That's the third time we've actually done that demonstration. The grant was basically to demonstrate it's a side-by-side. One of the rooms has a sprinkler head in it, and the other one doesn't, and it shows the effectiveness of residential sprinklers. But it's also a very fact-based, good learning opportunity for folks that just don't realize how quickly fire spreads and how hot that fire gets based on the furnishings and stuff that we have in our home. So we've gotten a lot of good feedback on that. And the state of Kansas, the state fire marshal's office, has secured more of a permanent berm demonstration prop that we may actually be utilizing some in the future as well. But that's a growing thing around the country. I think it's a good fact-based thing for the community to come out and see. So
it's interesting to see how fire spreads here. And a lot of it is based on the stuff inside your home, isn't it?
Yeah. Jake, you want to?
Yes. Most of the furniture, the clothes, the items we have in our homes today, in apartments and dorm rooms, they're all synthetic materials. They're all made in a factory. They're not a natural material. The synthetic materials burn faster. They release toxic, noxious smoke that is extremely black, extremely thick, fills the house or apartment up quickly, gives you a lot less time to escape. That's why the smoke alarms are very, very important for early warning to get you awake and out quickly.
Oh, wow. It's certainly fascinating how quickly those can spread. Let's take a quick time out. We'll come back more with the Manhattan Fire Department when we return. Ryan Courtright and Jake Powell joining us in studio. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.